This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Lynn. Shantanis is in the studios with us for the Marker Wrap. Now, in the US, Walmart is reportedly headhunting high school students in search for talent. This basically opens up opportunities to those who don't have diplomas or degrees, something that's considered to be highly valuable in the job market today.
Yes, this is basically a huge news because Walmart is the largest private employer in the US with a workforce of 1.5 million people. However, in terms of a percentage from the total workforce, less than 25,000 of them are high school students. So this is considered to be, I think, less, and they want to close this gap to give young people more opportunities and also compete with their competitors, right? So they basically expanded a college education incentive announced previously. Now they're giving high school students jobs within Walmart, and these jobs come with scheduling options for flexibility for them to attend classes. They're also giving them free courses if they finish their school after that, and then free college credits and debt-free college degree from non-profit universities. So this is like a PTPTN, but you don't have to pay back kind of thing.
Exactly. Then no fight afterwards. Very important. Analysts are saying that young talent with qualifications in the field of technology are highly sought after within the retail sector. And so Walmart looks to be on the right track with this, because not only are they actually offering students education in these fields, but they're also retaining them at the same time.
Correct. Retaining them also means they are not losing all their best talents to their competitors. So it sounds like a well-planned strategy that fits their goals. And the goal for them is that all their workers get the skills that Walmart knows it needs in the future. So they also found that in the retail industry, it's hard to work and study due to the working hours. So these engagements, scholarships and whatnot, they have been tailored around the students' busy class schedules and then prepare them for work. So when they come back, if they have some difficulties in their courses, they can actually request for additional hours to go for classes, something like that. And Walmart also believes by investing and sponsoring their education, the employees have become more committed to their work. They feel more invested. They feel this company is like a family to them. So I hope some other companies are also looking at this, because with the workforce of like 1.5 million people, it's going to make a lot of difference.
Yeah, and moving on to Bursa, which ended the session at noon today in light of the Hari Raya holidays. And Can manufacturer Can One was a counter in focus this morning.
Yes, Can One Berhad has accepted a takeover offer for its subsidiary FNB Nutrition from Asia Dairy Creations, which is a special purpose vehicle managed by Southern Capital. And the deal is valued between 800 million ringgit and 1 billion. And FNB Nutrition basically makes dairy and non-dairy products and is an original equipment manufacturer of sweetened creamer and evaporated creamer. So Can One's share price jumped 28 cents to close at 3 ringgit and 71 cents at midday.
Sean, thank you very much for that Market Wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.